Welcome to our podcast. We're going behind the infamous blue signs of North Mississippi Health Services to connect you with important resources, hot topics, and information offered by our very own experts. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to check out Castos for more episodes.
Hello, and welcome to the nutrition class recording for the Mind Diet. My name is Emily Littlejohn, and I am the outpatient dietitian here at the Wellness Center in the Population Health Department. So let's go ahead and get started. So the Mind Diet is a mix between the Mediterranean diet and the DASH diet. These are considered to be your brain foods. So it focuses really heavily on berries, leafy greens, nuts and seeds, and really is kind of a newer idea, newer diet, you could say, that was developed to help combat cognitive decline as we age. So it's been found that the Mind Diet can help lower the risk of Alzheimer's by 53%. So the Mind Diet stands for Mediterranean-Dash Intervention for Neurodegenerative Delay. So there's a whole cycle of food and brain health. So it's pretty ironic that our brain helps us decide which foods to eat. And then in turn, those foods that we do eat help our brain, help us to think, reason, process, feel, decide. And foods in the Mediterranean style diet can help promote your best health for those and help us to achieve both of those. So we have this food-brain connection where food and its nutrients affect our mood, our mental health, our brain function, even development, especially as we age as well. So just to kind of recap, if you're not as familiar with the DASH and Mediterranean diet, focuses more on your plant-based foods, so more of your fruits and vegetables, legumes, nuts, and seeds. Fat is actually not restricted on the Mediterranean diet. And of course, with DASH, which is dietary approaches to stop hypertension, focuses on less salt and less processed foods and more herbs and spices. And then, of course, incorporated in that are your leaner proteins like fish, seafood, poultry, eggs, some lean dairy in there as well. And then really saying no to large quantities of red meat, sugary beverages, added sugars, processed meats, refined grains, refined oils, highly processed foods. All the nutrients and omega-3s from the Mediterranean diet help with a functional intestinal barrier that prevents inflammation, contrary to the standard American diet that dysfunctions. It causes more dysfunction in that intestinal barrier and leads to more inflammation and chronic disease as well. So some brain foods in the Mediterranean diet really focuses on little additions of adding, not subtracting. I always recommend if you can add into your diet, that does leave less room for other things rather than completely cutting things out that we're used to eating. So if you can add in more berries, add in more green vegetables and beans, legumes, and nuts as well, that'll help align your eating pattern now to be more brain healthy, but more aligned with the Mediterranean diet. So why the Mind Diet? So drug development for Alzheimer's disease has been unsuccessful. There's been about a 99% failure rate in the decade from 2002 to 2012, and the success rate continues to be a pretty low level, and the primary prevention is key with that. So focusing on the food and lifestyle that we partake in our younger ages is really important to help as we age. So you can just kind of see the difference between a normal brain and an Alzheimer's brain has shrunk a lot. So, of course, that leads to a lot of the issues that come along with Alzheimer's. So some benefits for the MIND diet, not only protective against brain aging, but it impacts our mood, depression factors, our energy level, and memory. And I don't know about you, but we could all use some of that. So it helps by lowering inflammation and then promoting overall health and disease prevention. So the MIND diet, what to eat, focusing again more on your greens, more veggies, berries, nuts and olive oils, fish and poultry, beans, and overall moderation. So looking a little bit closer at some of these, your leafy greens contain phytochemicals that help slow cognitive decline and can help with the benefit of folate. For that pregnancy brain, also work to lower mitochondrial stress, so inner cell stress, and also neuron inflammation. So really recommended if you can incorporate one or two servings a day, that would be a fantastic thing. So maybe add one green leafy salad to lunch or dinner, or add it into your breakfast, into your eggs, incorporating those leafy greens at least 1 to 2 servings a day. Berries, so important, specifically and especially blueberries. They help regulate those free radicals that cause that oxidative stress. They are glucoregulatory, so they can help with insulin sensitivity, improved blood flow. They've been associated with improved memory and learning ability. So really recommended to incorporate 2 to 3 times per week. So this can be fresh or frozen. Options are great and very appropriate for type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and even end-stage renal disease diets. And the MIND diet, just to throw this out there, but the MIND diet focuses mostly on berries, not just fruit in general. So incorporating more of any type of berry, blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, blackberries are really beneficial and going to give you the most antioxidant punch. Nuts have your unsaturated fats and amino acids, which help with improved vascular function and antioxidants that fight those free radicals and the damage that those cause. So incorporating 1 or 2 servings a day, and 1 or 2 servings is roughly 10 to 15 nuts at a time. So that would be very easy to get since they are a healthy fat. That is a smaller portion. As far as beans and legumes, many benefits here. So they're rich in folate, B vitamins, which support those neurotransmitters, high in antioxidants, and also can target neuroinflammation. And recommended to incorporate 1 or 2 servings a day. So a serving for beans or legumes is a half a cup. One example here is the fava bean, which is not our typical bean here in the South, but also contains an amino acid called levodopa, which is an active ingredient in many Parkinson's medications and can help manage those symptoms. Not a direct link there, but have been found to be helpful. The MIND foods to limit, so more of your fatty meats and cheeses, fried food, sweets and butter, large amounts, those are going to cause more inflammation in our diet and lead to that brain aging and related issues. Some specific brain nutrients that I wanted to hit on too. Overall, the umbrella of antioxidants, these flavonoids or phytochemicals, things from your fruits and vegetables, and even curcumin, which is found in turmeric, these fight inflammation, improve brain circulation, and protect against cell damage and aging. So as with anything, the recommendation for fruits and vegetables, the more color, the better. So if you can get light colored, dark colored greens and purples and reds and even white, the more color you can incorporate, the better. Your healthy fats help to decrease those inflammation markers and improve circulation to the brain. So omega-3 fatty acids are inversely related to depressive symptoms. This was found in a study done on women in the United States. So incorporating those healthy fats rather than your less healthy fats, things like olive oil, avocados, walnuts, chia or flaxseed, fatty fish, always incorporating more of those healthy fats at least 2 to 4 times per week. So your highest amounts of omega-3s, Atlantic mackerel or salmon, you can see as you go on the amount that you can get from of omega-3 from these sources. Probiotics, the good bacteria is also good for your brain. So a healthy gut makes a healthy brain. If you've ever heard of the gut and brain axis, they are related. So the probiotics help with digestion and absorption of these nutrients, but also help with inflammation and can have been found to improve mood and energy levels. So some of your sources of probiotics like yogurt, tempeh, which is fermented tofu, sauerkraut, miso, kefir, pickles, buttermilk, a more common one probably here in the South. And then those probiotics work very best with fiber. So if you compare those together, they work in perfect harmony together. Thinking about that gut and brain connection, low microbiotic levels or poor gut health alter the genes inside our cells, which negatively affect the way that our brain cells connect. So this might be caused from a high sugar, low fiber diet, which is making weak immune walls or also weak immune system to causing more inflammation. Additionally, stress plays a huge role. If you've ever felt stress before and had more gut issues or digestive issues, this is that relation there. And more likely too, if your gut health is poor, you're more likely to have anxiety and depression. Usually in depression, it's been found that there are two bacteria depleted, and these are actually byproducts of inulin, a type of fiber, and also omega-3 fatty acids. So these two bacteria cannot be consumed from a probiotic or a probiotic source. So foods do affect how we feel. Serotonin, which is a neurotransmitter, it helps regulate our sleep, our appetite, it mediates our mood, and inhibits our pain. So 95% of that serotonin is produced in the gastrointestinal tract. So it's influenced by gut bacteria. So good gut bacteria helps protect from the bad gut bacteria, which improves nutrient absorption and helps fight that inflammation. So very important to affect our mood and our energy levels. Some additional brain-boosting vitamins, we have B vitamins, which affect brain and nerve function, energy metabolism, and an additional note that B12, all the B vitamins, deficiency has been associated with more memory loss over time. Vitamin D is important for overall brain health and regulates mood and depression. It is a hormone, regulates hormones, and then deficiency associated more with depression and decreased function. So more of that brain fog, you might experience more of that brain fog and fatigue if your vitamin D is low. So in the same idea of your brain and stress, some stress-relieving nutrients can help lower that stress hormone, that cortisol, and help release good hormones like the serotonin. Vitamin C found in fruit, very high in bell peppers, tomatoes, and broccoli as well. Those omega-3s, the flaxseed, walnuts, fatty fish like salmon or albacore tuna, zinc from seafood, egg yolks, cashews, and then also magnesium found in avocados, spinach, dark chocolate, nuts and seeds, and whole grains. So diet quality also plays a role, the MIND diet as well. So if you're eating a diet low in fiber, high in sugar, high in fat, high in red meat, it causes a lot of toxic byproducts that do lead to that inflammation and cause poor digestion and more issues there. So it's very harmful to the gut. However, on the opposite end, if you eat a high fiber diet that's lower in sugar, you're more likely to have better mental health, immunity, and less brain aging. So that good food is good for good mood as well. So you know now kind of all the foods to incorporate for a healthy brain and healthy brain aging, and just overall healthy diet in general. But these are some 9 foods to eat and how much of them to eat. So looking back at those dark leafy green vegetables, so at least a cup raw or half a cup cooked of any of your green veggies. So that could be from spinach to arugula to romaine lettuce, greens, here in the South, incorporating those at least once or twice a day. Other vegetables, again, the more color, the better. At least a half a cup there, at least once a day. So incorporating things like broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, green beans, bell peppers, mushrooms, okra, tomatoes, incorporating those more frequently. Nuts, about 1 ounce a day or 5 ounces in a week. So that would be about that 10 to 12 nuts. Berries, incorporating at least half a cup a day for about 5 times a week. And then beans and legumes, again, that half a cup. And that could be black beans, pinto beans, kidney beans, lima beans, navy beans, edamame is great. All of those would fall within your beans and legumes. Additionally, whole grains, so maybe 3 a day, which would be about a half of a cup of any of these, maybe brown rice or a whole grain cereal, a whole grain pasta. Usually these are in larger quantities, so it's easier to get that whole grain serving. Fish, at least once or twice a week, the fatty fish like salmon, albacore tuna, cod, mahi-mahi, halibut as well. Poultry, a couple times per week in that 3 to 5 ounce serving, which is about the size of your palm or somewhere in between. Choosing more of your white meat, taking the skin off of those chicken and turkey options, and then using extra virgin olive oil, 2 tablespoons a day, which would be easy to consume if you're cooking some of those vegetables or whole grains with your olive oil. Some foods to limit more of those saturated and trans fats and large amounts of simple sugars and carbs like your fatty meats, processed meats, packaged sweets and snacks, fried foods, and sugary beverages as well. So the foods to avoid, like we've talked about, and these are all the ones that will fall into that. So full fat cheeses, maybe limiting that to 2 ounces a week. That's about the size of your pinky. Limiting to 3 to 5 ounces at a time of red meat, no more than 3 times a week. So you can see that some of these are still able to incorporate cheese and butter and maybe some fried food if that's some of your favorite food, but maybe just opting less often as you're incorporating more of those anti-inflammatory MIND diet foods. And then overall, I always say small changes can make a big difference over time. So make it easy for yourself. Maybe start by adding 1 cup of green veggies a day, or a handful of nuts, or a cup of berries, or maybe a cup of beans to help incorporate. Rather than subtracting food out of your diet, it's much easier on our brain and decision making to add in. We like to add rather than subtract. So if you're adding in, you have less room for some other foods as well. So just some food for thought. All of these nutrients can help boost your energy, counteract stress, lower the risk of developing certain diseases and brain aging, and also provide important fuel to your brain and affect that mood as well. So thank you so much for joining. Hopefully you've learned more about the MIND diet and how it's so important to keep our minds healthy, our brains healthy by the food that we choose. So thank you for joining.
Thank you for listening. We're here to support you and are so glad you chose to spend time with us today. We hope this podcast helped you understand what connected feels like. Please don't forget to check back at Castos for more episodes.